the answer to what he would say. And, you know, it was like, I'm feeling good. And the news was, you know, the question was, Habari Ghani. Is that too loud for you?
It's a little loud.
It's a little loud? Okay, cool. I mean, my ears are defective. Listen, he would ask me, he was from Kenya, and he was my mwalimu, and he would say, Habari Ghani. And the answer is Nzuri sana. So basically it's like, what's the good news? And it's like, Nzuri sana is like, the news is always good.
Is it something like Sa Passe Mambule?
Yeah, like the Haitians say, Sa Passe Mambule. Yeah, some good shit, you know. I'm sitting here with some great people right now. And it is the But Is Basic show. I feel like I need to let everybody know what time it is every Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. here at DTF Radio. My name is Butter, and that's B-U-T-T-E-R, real proper like, and you can find me on the gram at Gazebo. G-A-Z-Z-E-B-O, and that's two Z's so you don't sleep. 1-1-2-0, because I'm a Brooklyn girl all day, every day. And sitting to the left of me, the best of me, is Quit While You Are Ahead. Talk to them, mama.
We here. Happy to be here.
You feel like you're somewhere else, or like you want to be out of space?
I'm in
with
like
Elon Musk and those motherfuckers. Or like, where you want to go?
All over that shit.
You know what it is? We gotta change her name to The Backbone, because Juicy is the backbone to a lot of stuff.
Juicy is.
I'm thankful to be here. You know, the ancestors bring us here every week, spiritually and fruitfully, to join forces with our mentality. This is the platform for the unknown to get known, and we are internationally local. And what's dope about this is, you know, I like to focus on anger management for the diaspora. So it's AM for the diaspora, quote, wake up time, everybody. You know, it's what it is. You can find us on Spotify, Breaker, Anchor. Shit, there's so many, like, you know, follow the show so you can see for yourself and check it out, man. You can see the show on YouTube and also every Sunday at DTF Radio. Sitting to the left, the Juicy, the best of Juicy, Peachy Sue's.
Peachy Sue's from Sunday Brunch. I don't have like a whole quote like Butter has, but I've always envied her. B-U-T-T-E-R 11210.
Like, it's such like, you don't rhyme.
Fucking sleep with those two.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm just Peachy Sue's, the anti fuck girl.
Did I coin that for you?
She did. It's she came up with that.
It's the anti fuck boy fuck girl.
That's what she calls me. I always get it wrong because I'm like, I'm not a fuck girl, but I am.
We don't need none of them.
But I was about to say, yes, you are.
I'm in denial. Listen, I'm in denial.
I'm the best friend I can say that.
Sitting to the left of her, the best of her, we got a guest here named Cookie.
That's Cookie Johnson, no relation to Magic Johnson and his wife at all.
Ooh,
you can find me at Facebeat by Cookie on Instagram or any social media. My Facebook is also Facebeat by Cookie.
Facebeat by
like
Cookie.
The page.
Are you an artist of sorts on
yes.
the faces of
so
people
I am
that
a
need to
supervisor.
Get?
I'm a script supervisor. I'm also a script producer, and I am a makeup artist. I just wrapped up Fashion Week last week, so I'm pretty good.
Wow.
How was Fashion Week without being in person? Or were you guys in person? Or like,
look, everybody was like up in arms, but I loved it because it was like production, what I do every day, right? So there was camera crews. They had the girls walking down the runway in the outfits. With no audience, my favorite part, because, yeah.
Nobody wants to attend to y'all motherfuckers all day, like.
Yeah. And that way they can edit it to their liking and everything. So I think the designers actually like that. Because there was a few flubs on set, so they could go back and
did you say flubs?
Yeah.
What's a flub?
So, like, mistake.
Like a blooper?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about like fat girls or something.
They didn't look like a part of the show.
That sound like some, you know, like, I'm like, why are you disrespecting the fatties? Like,
no.
I thought we was fluffy.
A flub in production world means like a mess up. So like if you're saying your lines and you like misspeak or you say the wrong thing, that's called the flub.
Well, Lizzo.
Action flub.
Lizzo brought big girls back. Like, let me tell you.
Big girls number one never went nowhere.
Yeah.
They haven't. But what Lizzo did was expose our asses on a basketball court. Like, you didn't have to do that, Lizzo, but go ahead.
There's nobody who dressed flyer than a big girl, like, on some real shit. Like, they be dressing, I be like, why the fuck can I get that? Like,
nah, when I became a big girl, I was like, I gotta step my game up. I just wear all black all the time. These bitches be looking lit.
Well, you wear all black because behind the scenes, basically, that's what
well,
goes
yeah,
on
that's,
at fashion
shows.
That's
my work
shows.
Uniform all the time. Like, you know? I just wear all black all the time. But no, when I was skinny, I was wearing colors. I'm fat now, so
I'm aww, good. You're not. Shout out to all my fat girls listening. We love you. You know what I'm saying? Keep yourself curvaceous the way that we like to see you. You know what I'm saying? Hide the bye-bye underarms. Don't be looking at my bye.
You know what? Let me tell you, don't hide it because that's what men like. Men in person like to be with a skinny girl, but when you got all that flubber, niggas be loving the fucking bite and grab them, handle them, and kiss them, and make love to them. Get out of here.
As somebody that used to be skinny and 5 years fat, let me tell you.
Niggas love that blubber.
I felt like that. That feels good.
Yo.
I gotta give it up for what it's what it is, man.
Sitting to the left, the cookie, the best the cookie, is DJ G Money. G Money, blow a kiss to your fans, hun.
Oh, I got fans on here? Yeah. Hello, man. What's up? How you doing?
It's nice to have you here.
Nice to be here. Nice to be back to my, you know, this is my.
It's your stomping ground, son.
Oh, wow. I didn't even.
You ain't see all the trophies right off to the side, all the things, all the accolades.
The picture on top. I didn't even. They still had that.
That's you?
That's crazy.
Facts.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Like,
how we did?
No beard, no. Look.
Hun, now you want to take pictures. Pictures of the goody two shoes.
Nah, he snuck in here in the middle of the night and put that shit here yesterday. He was like, hey, let me put this up real quick.
I've been there, though. I fucks with it.
Yo, G Money, man.
Happy to be here, though, man. Happy to be here.
I am happy to have you because one of the reasons why I wanted you here was to definitely speak on the fact that you are in your third season.
Yes, yes.
Of your production.
Yes.
Of... Picky, the situation
picky,
called
picky, picky, picky,
picky eaters. Honey.
Yes, thank you, thank you. It's been,
tell
it's been a,
it.
You know, it's a real different kind of food show. I know some people see shows on Netflix and on TV where people go around the world trying food and things like that. This one's a little different. Those guys that do the shows, they actually love the food that they're trying. You know what I'm saying? They go in, they tasting food, they describing it. They like, oh, this the juice is here and this. Blah, blah, blah. I'm very picky with food, so I'm trying food that I normally don't eat, and my reactions are a lot different on the show. So I'm
genuine.
So I'm usually gagging on the show. I'm usually like scared,
usually
scared to try the food. You know, it gets.
But you know what's crazy? I've watched several episodes, and I said to myself, like, how come he doesn't culture his tongue just a little bit more?
So you think I should incorporate the just a little bit?
No, I don't want you to lick it around and everything. Unless you're really like.
What you want me to do, man? Let me know.
No, but I'm like, I want to know what your background is for taste and cuisine.
You mean my
your cultural background?
Oh, yeah, I'm just light skinned, man. That's it.
But
my parents from here, you know, so.
So you're
slave black.
You slave black. That's what we call it. We call it slave black. Are you slave black?
Oh, man. Now, yeah, both parents from here. My grandparents from here by way of D.C. and Augusta, Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So you are black.
You are American.
Yeah.
And you know what? At first glance, when I look at you, I'm like, yo, this have to be some type of long, cocky Jamaican dude.
He's tall
and he's slim and thing.
I wouldn't say Jamaican. I would
what
say
would you
more
say?
Maybe
I'm Jamaican.
Maybe
don't
Trinidad.
Yeah,
I don't get Jamaican.
The little thick eyebrows give you a little Trini.
I don't get
a
Jamaican
little Trini
at all.
Fantasy. Ladies. G Money is a Hershey kiss.
Oh, this show turned into something different, man. Right. It went
slim eyes.
No, it's a little slimmer.
It turned into something different.
We have a bunch of horny women on this show.
I like
what's
going. Listen, I'm not complaining at all. I'm not complaining at all. I'm just saying this show is a little different than I expected, but I'm not complaining at all. Let's go. I'm with it.
He said he's a picky eater, and there's a lot of women.
I still have to ask a question. If you're a picky eater,
I mean, you know.
Do you eat?
We're not even going to
was vegan. He didn't say he was vegan.
Let's
y'all.
Bring it back. We're gonna bring it back. G Money, I'm proud of you for the fact that you created a show that people can watch in delight of the fact that they don't have to watch vulgarity. They don't have to curse at each other. There's no violence going on. And you're a black man that's doing things
unexpected of what the masses want to appeal to. They you right. appeal to a larger crowd than just the I don't even know what to call it, but it's like, you know, I don't want to butter it up and make it sweet either.
But he's like, but he takes care of a broad spectrum versus
And he should, because he's a father of a son.
Yeah. There's not like a target audience. Like you more
he has a target audience, foodies.
Right. Yeah, but you know what? It's one of those things that where it's not just foodies. Like when you, because you know how sometimes as a black person, who's our target audience? Mostly people who are around our age, other black people around our age. Mm-hmm. But when you can start venturing out and reaching out to kids who will watch you, older people who will watch you, whites, Asians, Indians, all type of other stuff. Now you're on a different spectrum.
And that's in Peachy Sousa's opinion. But honestly, when Anthony, when what is it, Bourdain, yeah, and these Bourdain. People do their thing, they're not looking to appeal to kids. They're not looking to appeal to anyone except for foodies. The thing that they went after, which is the food concept.
But who do you think is on YouTube the most? Think about it. Do you think is on YouTube the most?
Honestly, whoever is, I don't have the, you know, the dynamics to be able to tell you that. But what I'm saying is that basically it doesn't matter what age group it is. It's appealing to everyone that likes sustenance, food.
That likes
and,
food. Yeah.
And what's interesting about it is, like, you know, why I asked him, you know, where the hell do you originate? Is because I'm looking like, yo, kid, like, I would be dying to get, like, food from everywhere just to see. But this guy is really like, yo, son, it's nasty, or it's, you know, I'll try it.
I'm not
or,
with it, yeah.
You know, if he's not with it. And even your son in little clips, too, he's like, I just don't like it. I just don't like it. Like, oh, I just don't like it. But what shocked me most was when you ate the gyro.
The gyro?
And I'm like,
First time. You didn't like the gyro?
And this is what I'm trying to explain to y'all is like, there's so many people that have never left America ever, never left the United States ever. And we've got so many things here in New York City, which is, you've gone to many different states. How many states have you covered so far in food?
Oh, well, we still, you know.
I seen you was in San Francisco.
Well, yeah, we was in San Diego for Comic-Con.
San Diego.
Yeah, so we did that, and then that in Jersey so far.
That's cool. Mm. And imagine how many more places that you can be, because you are going to be everywhere. I can see you everywhere.
Appreciate that.
And why not aspire for anywhere? How was the gyro?
The gyro was, you know, it was all right.
Gyros are good.
It had some surprises in there that I wasn't really, you know.
You don't like that wet sauce.
I don't like the.
I see that's his problem is the white sauce
is amazing.
Not the white. No, it's not that it's a white sauce. Not that it's the white sauce, but it's the wetness.
The wetness.
I see that on watching your episodes, he doesn't like the wetness of things.
You know what's funny is that you're no. You know what's funny? You're a Leo, right?
Yeah, dump that back. Dump that back. He said, watch out, watch out. That was a watch your mouth look.
Nah, that's good. Keep going.
I don't. Tell him what's funny about the wetness of things.
No. What I'm saying is that, like, I'm a Leo as well, right? Mm-hmm. When it you know, I'm a picky eater. When it comes to eating,
no, we don't know.
Elijah eat a lot of things.
No. You gotta go well to a restaurant.
I eat the same thing over and over, right? See? I don't like things with a lot of flavor. Like, I like my things just very standard, very plain. Okay, That's it. If it's an explosion of flavor, it's too much for my mouth.
And that sounds like him. But he even had an episode where hot dogs, a.k.a. the new
Glizzy. A glizzy or two.
Why? What's the problem with the glizzy, G Money?
I don't know, man.
Hot dogs are good with ketchup. G-Money? Or with mustard and sauerkraut?
Wow. What was the problem with the glizzy, G Money?
Well, I passed it on to my homie because they had too much stuff on there. I only eat ketchup.
What they put on it?
I only eat ketchup on a hot dog.
Okay.
That's it.
Right. Onion sauce. Right.
You got a fist bump on that.
You don't like onion sauce?
I don't want
You've
no
never
sauce.
Had an actual hot dog.
So in New York City, growing up here, your parents, when they wasn't. My mom is a Caribbean lady, but to me, if we went to Union Square or 34th Street or 42nd Street, anytime my mom got to take me to New York City in Manhattan, which is different from Brooklyn, where everything was basically the Caribbean or wherever you really wanted to eat,
facts.
I, as a kid, wanted
a hot dog, a.k.a. Glizzy. Listen, New York City hot dogs and those little water, that dirty water, is
that's
the best
dirty
hot
water,
dog
that's
ever.
Hot dog water.
It's the best hot dog ever.
It's the
like,
best hot
those
dog
$5
ever.
Hot dogs have been $5 since we were 2 years old are fucking delicious.
So let's
they're
ask.
They're soggy and they're good.
What did G-Money put on his Glizzy that day that made you go like this?
Yikes.
Oh man, well, they put some. I don't know what they put on. I actually passed on the Glizzy that day because you know,
it's just
I had the gyro. So actually, that episode we shot two episodes in one day. So okay. I already had tried a lobster roll. And,
okay. I saw your face on the lobster roll.
Yeah, so I already had that, and then they surprised me. Was like, "Yo, we're gonna film this one too. Let's do a gyro." And I'm like, "I don't know you gyros, man." So we did that.
You don't like lamb?
I don't know.
So, but you know what we need? No. You know what we need to be asking you? What do you eat? Break that down.
What does G Money eat?
That's a good question. Seriously, because you're saying no to everything we love.
I mean, you know, halal
food? I'm not saying yes to it either.
I mean, some things on top of my list is like mac and cheese. I like pasta. You know, I like shrimp.
Such a Leo.
I eat some things, but everything, like you said, everything plain. So wherever I go, I kind of get things like, if I get a hot dog, it's just ketchup. If I get a burger, it's just cheese and ketchup. If I go Chipotle,
from
Chipotle, I get rice.
What
and
about if
it.
We send
I
you
hate
to
Chipotle?
Fuck, though. What if we send you like, to like Ethiopia and you now have to have camel meat and things like that? Like,
you know,
is it the fact that you know what you're eating?
I think I eat with my eyes first. So if I see it and it looks appealing, then I'm with it. But if it looks a little shaky, I'm not really you know.
So that means that New York has to step up their presentation of food. That's what that means.
Yeah.
Because like that's most of the time when we order something, it only looks good. It only tastes good if it looks good. If it comes out and it's cold, we don't like it. It could be the best flavored stuff.
Right.
But if it looks good, we're like, this has to be good. And if we spend a lot of money for it, it has to be good.
Right.
Has to be.
Baby, that's
but you know
you.
What, though? We can get it.
I'm not really
challenge you so much. But like, yo, Cheap Eats in New York City be the best. Cheap Eats, gyros.
I love halal food.
Halal foods.
Extra
Thai
sauce.
Foods.
A little bit of hot sauce.
You know.
Like, nope.
Listen, man.
I want you to put your dirty fingernails in my food. Oh. Because the dirtier it is, the better it tastes.
That's a whole no right there.
Oh, no.
I'm a whole salmonella case. Oh, wait, I caught that in Jamaica. Because I'm a whole salmonella case waiting to happen.
Yeah, see, not me. I can't do all of that. All right,
so I got to be sure I just wash my hands next to her.
You
ever? G-Money, I want people to understand what it is exactly about the route that you took in media that made you want to go this way. Can you please tell?
Nah, definitely. So, you know,
that?
As you mentioned behind the scenes, like, my good friend Queens Flip do a podcast called Flip the Script Podcast. You know, and we were doing a show and he noticed that I have my YouTube channel up. And he's like, yo, bro, like, use the channel. Like, you know, you have it up, you have subscribers. Think of something that you can do on your channel to, you know, to please your audience. Like, do something. I couldn't really get an idea what to do. He was like, yo, you're a picky eater. Like, once you just go around trying food and film it. So I'm like, all right. So got the idea, you know, my man Space Ghost, who's the guy behind the scenes of the show, producer, like he edits the show, all the sound effects, everything. So he's the one who took me and we went outside and started going to restaurants. So that's where the whole concept came from. And then the whole thing for me is like, let's keep it genuine. Let's keep it like random. So what we do is Space Ghost will text me an address, meet me here. And then once I get there, he's already filming. So this is like, no, I don't know what I'm eating for the day. I don't know what's going on. He orders the food behind
like
the scenes. So he'll bring the food out. The cameras are really rolling. So there's no like turning back now. It's kind of like, yo, this is the food for today episode. Try this. And I'm like, damn, this is octopus. This is, you know, we had goat, liver, kidney, and brain one episode.
Was that because you had something called Manish Water?
Manish Water?
Oh, you ain't have
Manish
that yet.
Water.
All right, cool. So listen, right now, we're going to go to a short break.
Oh, I had a question.
Give the question real quick.
Let me ask the one question. So has there ever been a situation where you've walked into like a filming and felt pressured to like kind of give like a fake kind of review. Like you felt like maybe this is my boy's restaurant.
I don't think there's anything fake about what G Money is doing because I'm like, yo, shit, that's regular to me. Yeah. He's like,
nah, I keep it a buck.
What the hell?
I keep it a buck.
Do you like curry goat? Oh my God. Do you like curry chicken?
No.
Oh, listen. Do you like baked chicken?
I like baked chicken.
Oh my God. Listen,
but I'm gonna tell you something before. I'm gonna tell you something before the break. I'm gonna tell you two things that everybody expects that I like. Well, expect me to like that I don't because I'm black.
Ribs. What do black men?
Watermelon. Watermelon.
That's one. I don't like watermelon. And the second one is.
Let me see. Wait. My daughter hates watermelon and fried chicken.
No.
Cornbread. No, he said he likes mac and cheese.
Cornbread.
The second thing everyone expects me to like is that I don't, and I absolutely don't eat it at all, ever, is collard greens.
What?
Oh! Black card revoked!
You blew me out the water with that one.
You got slave roots and you don't like collard greens with some rice? And some pork neck bones?
Oh, no.
So now that we've buried G-Money 10 feet deep, we'll take a short break and come right back. Everybody, this is the Butters Basics Show. We are the platform for the unknown to get known. Anger management for the diaspora. Please believe it, every Sunday, 2 to 3 p.m. here at DTF Radio. No big ups to the platform for the unknown to get known. Follow us, man. Butters underscore basics, man. And we'll come right back. Listen
Butter, baby.
Yo.
A different vision with a new dream. We kicking out the old regime. Use a lie, but the whole world about to testify. I said the whole world about to testify. We gon' watch the table. Now we gon' watch the table.
Antebellum is the number one movie in America.
Butters Basics Show every Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. We are the platform for the unknown to get known. And the focus, of course, is anger management for the diaspora, which allows me to have great guests on the show talking about fantastic things that they are doing. And our main guest today for focus is DJ G Money. G Money, tell them where they can find you once again in the Picky Eater Show.
Yes, man. Instagram at DJ G Money 156 at Picky Eater Show. And of course, youtube.com/DJ G Money for all the episodes. Season 3 is out right now. Also, every Tuesday, so we're going to do now every Tuesday, we're going to do like a watch party. So,
oh,
So is that on Facebook?
On YouTube. On YouTube. So if you subscribe to the page, youtube.com/DDG Money, or you can just check it out. Tuesday, 8 p.m. You can watch the episode at the same time with me, get in the chat room, talk to me about it, put your comments in there. You know, and it's all love, man.
I want to come on the show one day. I'm a picky eater.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Listen, and that's the thing. Yeah. It's like, yo, I'm like, son, there's so many things I can open your Yankee Doodle palette up to. Yeah. You know, and for all, I have to say this on air. There's been so many platforms that I've been watching that have been trying to influence the vote. And what's interesting about it is that, you know, like, once you have a following that trusts you, why not influence them in what you're thinking is? Because America is about bandwagoning, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. Mm. If I can get you to understand who I am or think that you do get what I believe, if it coincides with what you believe, I can get you to sway certain things. And me, being the person that wants to defeat ignorance with understanding, being the platform for the unknown to get known, I want to be able to give you a different outlook on your own reality, which is why I love Picky Eaters.
Thank you.
Everyone should follow the show, Picky Eaters. It is a black man doing a grand gesture to introduce people to other people's cultures. I'm an anthropologist by trade. Mm-hmm. Thank you, University at Buffalo, SUNY Buffalo, for allowing me the degree that you did to infiltrate hip-hop culture and understand it. But not only that, but give other people the promise that as an anthropologist, you're not just here to impress your own views on people. You're here to show people what other people's situations look like. And I want you, if you never did before, understand that Picky Eaters was a place for people to feel comfortable in saying, I don't like it, or like, this is not for me, or, dude, champion yourself, because we want to champion you because you took the time to say, I want to explore people's cultures and be more frivolous with my delivery of understanding. Mm-hmm. Thank you, number one.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Some things that I want to get into today, you know, since we have this time left over here, is definitely, you know, about breaking the code, following the code in media. And I won't escape this conversation, and I hope that you don't want to escape it either. DJ Vlad is somebody that the culture had begun to trust as well, in his opinion. Not that he even ever gave his opinion. Mm-hmm. He sat black people down to have conversations about black people, and he was an anthropologist in doing that. So I do not fault him necessarily,
right,
for sitting people down to have a conversation with him about their own civilization. But what he did do that was making him become a point of vision in people's limelight was misrepresentation of an elite black person in the culture, Minister Farrakhan. I know you may not want to talk too much about it, but it's my show and I want to talk about it. And if you feel like you want to restrain from doing it, that's your business. Mm-hmm. But I will say this. When I saw him sit D.L. Hughley down and play a clip and then interpret it in his own version, saying that he was disrespectful to Jewish people, about how the stones being cast. The Minister Farrakhan speaks figuratively on various occasions. He will never incite a riot
in America the way that our president has done, and he has done that. Mm-hmm. So it is no disputing it. And it's not that I do like or don't like number 45, Donald Trump, our president at this time. No one's telling you not to vote for him. I love the fact that he's exposed overt racism to make it become in-your-face racism. I like it. I want to see people tell me who exactly that they are. The same way that you taste foods and say, this is not for me. I'm a black man. It's just fucking too wet. Like, what is this? It's okay. I'm not mad at any of that. What I'm saying is, in media, the choice that you made to become a, and I don't even know if you was thinking about it at that time as a black man, a representation of a black man around the world, because your reach is big. You've done work with Steph Glover, work with Queensflip, work with a lot of other people. You DJed for many people. You have an advantage in society to be very well known. Vlad has humongous advantage to be very well known. And his opinion and what he places in the face of the world is huge to be understood and well known. Why would you desecrate the true meaning of what Minister Farrakhan had to say about situations regarding his people to demonize the real message, and then put a black person to sit in the hot seat to be the person that then agrees with or disagrees with? D.L. Hughley was shocked, like, oh, shit, like, you know, I'm not really, I don't know what to say. Like,
this is Trump's America. Are we surprised?
I'm not surprised, but here's, I'm focusing on Vlad. I ain't even focusing on Trump, because the majority of us got to choose the lesser of two evils, guys. And to keep it funky with you, Biden already been doing what he been doing for a number of tens of years, probably about 30 to 40 years in government. Trump just got there, and he was just a businessman. I'm not making it less what Trump has been doing. But Trump is on expose as opposed to somebody that has been doing things behind the scenes without your knowledge.
I wouldn't say Trump just got there. I feel like Trump, because he's always had political friends in power, I feel like Trump has always been the heckler, and now he's actually commander-in-chief. So now he knows what it's like to sit there. And all of that heckling he did on the side, he has a full stage. No.
But you know what it is?
Because look what he did with the Central Park
Five. So that heckle means absolutely nothing.
He purchased the ad in the newspaper to make those five little black boys look bad.
That's according to knowledge, though. And at the end of the day, we have
Please, according to always, what knowledge? Excuse me. No, according to what knowledge?
Information. Like, at the end
information
of the day,
he had privy to what?
I'm talking about in our whole reality of shit. We're talking about, like, I grew up in the projects. I am presumed to be shitless. You know what I'm saying? Because I grew up and I was born and raised in the projects.
But not
I am presumed
in the
to be shitless. No.
Up like that.
No, I have friends who believe that. I have understandings.
Society believes.
Yeah. But we can't take that away from the individuals that grew up in that society.
What you have to remember is that black people, we're becoming so strong right now that
becoming,
in America,
we've always been.
We've
just
always
a side
no,
bar,
we've always
just
been strong. We've always
no,
been strong,
being
but it's being it's being recognized right now. So guess what is going to happen now? At any means necessary, we have to now bring down the black man. We have to now overexpose, honestly, homosexuality with black men. We have to now take away the black man being the head of the household. We now got to replace that black man in commercials with white men and put them with black women.
It's according to society, but well, yes.
And this is what they're trying to do. If you actually look at the bigger picture of everything, if we could de-emasculate the black man, guess what? The black person won't become strong. And that's how society looks at it. And that's what's happened today. So when you look at Minister Farrakhan, right? Mm-hmm. We no longer have Malcolm X. We no longer have Dr. Martin Luther King, right?
We look at him as an elite leader, honey.
We all look at Farrakhan like when he speaks, this is a strong individual.
Let's get to it.
So now break him down and make what he says irrelevant. And then guess what? You put the seed.
You plant the seed.
The doubt. And this is why we have an issue with what DJ Vlad has done.
Yeah,
right?
Vlad did wrong.
I don't know if you guys have an issue with it, but I will speak publicly and let people
know.
I'm telling you, I'm going to let everyone know that I personally have an issue with the fact that, and I'm going to call it for what it is, and then we're going to move on to the next situation. When Nick Cannon said what he had to say about the truths, about what he knows, studied knowledge, and given knowledge, and people have provided knowledge about the truths, and he met and spoke with a rabbi even after to apologize for who he may have offended in displaying the truths that everybody knows. When you come now, Vlad TV, and you decide, you know what? I've raped up the culture enough. I'm going to call it for what it is, hon. I've raped up the culture enough, and now I'm a leading position in what they believe.
What he
Let me try to give them a spin on things that, you know. Did you really think that nobody was going to research and actually say something about the position that you hold? Don't make it seem like D.L. Hughley holds that position. You chose to bring that upon yourself. And the reason why I ask G Money about it is because he is a leading man in popular culture at this time. Do you stand true to everything that you represent and the things that you pose to the people to be a representation of truth without having to go backtrack and shuck and fucking jive?
100%. 100%. I mean, I've been the same guy pretty much since young. You know what I'm saying? I haven't switched up too much. And anything that I say on these platforms, whether it's my platform or someone else's platform, I definitely stand by it. You know what I mean? So I am definitely mindful of what I'm saying. And I don't speak on topics or issues that I can't back up or I can't, you know, stand by. So, you know, with that being said, you know, whatever Vlad TV is speaking
I'm
on.
I'm sorry if he's your friend. I don't know how close you are to
him. I never met
him
before.
I'm not popular like that. For all my listeners that's listening right now, I might become very, very influential, very popular, like a Tamika Mallory that probably never thought that she would be that person, that spokesperson for
a
Breonna Taylor situation, and many others too. You don't know who you are, but be true to who you are is 100%. My thing.
Yeah, I mean, so I feel like with that situation, you know, I don't know Vlad personally. You know, I met him years ago probably.
Why are people so scared to say something about Vlad?
I mean, because, you
it's
know.
It's about people's influences.
Because
you never know.
Not only
how
because
they can
we
stop.
Don't know for sure. That's
sorry
the biggest
to interrupt
concept,
you, but I just want, everybody to understand that, like, you know, we don't give two fucks about a Vlad TV. He does not pay our bills. I've always been wondering to myself, how does he get all these black people to come and talk their most criminalistic behavior on his show? I said, you know, the CIA has been.
Because said, when you asked, do we code switch? He code switched and made us comfortable. And that's why everybody's willing to spill their tea. That's why he has the connection that he has. That's why he's able to get the juice or the tea out of anybody, because he code switched and made them comfortable.
Everybody's known for something, so everybody's platform is good for something. Ugh. So with Vlad, you go to his platform, you let out your demons. You go to Ayana's, you fix your demons.
Ayana, sorry we pronounced your name wrong, Ayana.
Everybody has a place in this society.
Sorry, Auntie.
And guess what? Honestly, you got to know your role and slow your role. So right now, we're at this level where we're just like, we don't give a fuck. But guess what? When we reach that level, We gotta start giving a fuck. Then we gotta start tailoring
guys,
what we say.
Guys,
as we should even before that level. But
and the main
here
question here is there such a thing as truly sticking to a black code in media? I got very short time. I need an answer from everybody.
It's black code in media?
Because
it's laughable.
It's tricky because to this day, I still don't eat watermelon on set. Because I know everybody else white on set is looking at me to see if I'm going for that fried chicken or watermelon.
Let's talk to our half white friend here that's showing us her skin tone.
That's fucking real.
Talking to the mic, hun.
And the saddest part is that you're willing to oblige those individuals according to their fuck shit and their mentality. Like, at the end of the day, watermelon is a good hydration.
It is.
It's the same so as fucking water, boy. Why the fuck are we taking away our water?
And I would love
because
to be...
Because of this next month.
I would love for us to be a part of Picky Eaters sampling different watermelon flavors.
Oh,
different,
God.
The seedless watermelon, like so the seedful watermelon, the yellow watermelon, different types of melon.
I'm with it. I'm with all of
that. And I think it's so important that it's okay. And it sounds fucking crazy. Look at Peachy's face, everybody. She's like, watermelon! I can't believe it! I don't want to be black and eat a watermelon!
No,
Peachy!
No. I love watermelon, but I will not eat watermelon, candy, watermelon, anything. I love the actual watermelon.
The actual, yeah. So that's just like a
watermelon
flavor.
I like the fake watermelon.
No, watermelon.
You like the one
Kool-Aid
with no seed?
No, I like the flavor, like in the juice.
So you like our artificial watermelon?
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
And you know
watermelon.
What, too? Maybe if you did a Picky Eater show where you had a nutritionist tell you what was real and what was fake, you would look at food a little bit differently.
Listen, I've seen some documentaries. I watch stuff. It's just... I don't care. I want what
he wants. What like. Tastes good, and he doesn't want what feels good.
Is that so, ladies? If you taste, oh, let me too.
Ah, he went live.
Listen, man. For everybody that's been paying attention today, man, I'm so thankful to have had the cast that I did have. It is the Butters Basics show every Sunday.
It's a dope cast you got. It's pretty
man,
good.
Listen. I can't depend on Cookie every time. That's Peachy's friend. You understand what I'm saying? That's Peachy's friend.
Every
listen,
time she calls, I come.
Don't worry about what you thought is Peachy's friend. She might not come every weekend with her makeup.
Thank you for being here.
What I want to say, though, too, real quick, if I could. I want to say, you know, with the whole Vlad TV thing, you know, I'm not really too...
What the hell?
Oh boy!
I didn't really get to research really what happened with him like that. I'm hearing it for kind of the first time now. But I've been seeing people, you know, slander his name online. So
us
like
in popular media though, we got to stay on top.
Yeah, I mean, I sometimes don't really.
You just don't want
to
deal with it.
I just I'm
because,
good. But right. But what I will say to anyone that's listening right now, anyone that's a guest on any show, whether it's my platform, your platform, any platform, be like you told me behind the scenes, be mindful of what you're saying because we tell our guests the same thing. On me and Queen's Flip podcast, we talk about the same thing because sometimes they come on our platform and our platform was pretty big as well, and they mention certain things, certain names, certain situations, and then afterwards they're like, "Oh, can you take this out? Can you, bro? Like you." Everybody's grown. You better mention it. You're grown. So in the day,
we sippity sip on this platform. We say what we mean, motherfucker. It comes out.
Once that camera's on, you know what time it is. That y'all are grown, and most of these guys have been in gangs and been in this and drug laws and all those stuff. So y'all know how to move, how to shake. So if you want a platform, you should know how to speak.
Right.
Let me say so. I can't really, you know, like I said, I'll do research on it, but I can't really blame the host or like Vlad. Or, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I understand.
Like, you know what I'm saying? If you're sitting down like
and me. And I like that point. Tell everybody where they can find you and blow them a kiss to the camera.
Hey. Oh, no. You sort of eyebrows slick.
He get the triple slurp.
I mean,
tell them where they can find you, G Money.
Listen, man, Instagram at DJ G Money 156, at Picky Eater Show, YouTube.com/DJ G Money. Also, check out my podcast, myself and Queens Flip the Script podcast. And some people that watch the podcast don't know I actually DJ. So if y'all need a DJ for an event, let me know.
Yeah.
I've been DJing 20 years, you know
you
what I'm saying?
Been mixing
tell
them
that
like
one more
a
time
mug,
at G Money, what?
Yeah, yeah. But thanks for having me, bud. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate everybody. You know,
Cookie, tell them where they can find you real quick.
You can find me at Facebeat by Cookie on Instagram.
Wow. You see her face is beat.
Peachy,
so you see
mm-hmm. Peachy Sue's from the Sunday's Brunch Show, 12 to 1 every day on DTF Radio. PEACHIESUZE.
Oh, she on it. Excuse me. Yeah. Quit while you're ahead. You get on it where they can find you.
Let's
quit
go.
While you're ahead on IG. And it's a UR in between.
Look, she's finding herself, everyone. She's finding
it's herself. A UR.
Everybody, right now, you can definitely find me at the Butters_basics at Instagram. And you can find me,
go.
The persona here. My name is Butter, BUTTER, real proper like. And
let's
I
go.
Am Gazebo, GAZZEBO. That's two Z's so you don't sleep. 11210, because I'm a Brooklyn girl all day, every day. Please believe it. Butter is
Brooklyn.
Always in the mix. And this is what it is, man. Every Sunday here at DTF Radio, man. Please pay close attention. We are anger management for the diaspora. We talk to each other about each other's situations. Believe that, man. Yo, shout out to Janelle Monae and that antebellum.
Yes.
I definitely want you guys to
listen
up.
I didn't see it yet.
And pay close attention.
But listen to the tune.